Exclusive. Eric Schmidt ad urges voters to choose between limousine liberal or fighter for Missouri families. By Joshua Klein on October 11, 2022. A recent ad from Missouri Attorney General and Republican candidate for the state's Senate seat Eric Schmidt calls out Democrat nominee for Senate and Anheuser-Busch beer heiress Trudy Bush Valentine for pushing the Biden administration's tax and spend agenda, while calling on voters to decide between him, a fighter for Missouri families, and his limousine liberal opponent. The new broadcast TV ad for the 2022 general election, titled Heiress, which was shared in advance with Breitbart News, was made in partnership with the Missouri Republican Party and is set to be released Tuesday. In it, State Attorney Eric Schmidt's blue-collar background and plans to end reckless spending is contrasted with the strong support from Democratic Senate candidate Trudy Bush Valentine for President Joe Biden's failed economic agenda. The ad also depicts the Anheuser-Busch heiress as apathetic to what inflation is doing to your wallet due to her opulent background. In D.C., Trudy will be a vote for more spending and taxes, the ad states, adding that Schmidt will stop Biden's tax and spend agenda dead in its tracks. The ad concludes by posing a choice to voters: a limousine liberal, or a fighter for Missouri families. You decide, it concludes. Noting in a press release previewed by Breitbart News that the top issue for voters is inflation, Schmidt accused Bush Valentine of continuing to push Joe Biden's radical agenda that will only raise taxes, continue reckless spending, and make it more expensive to live in America. It is time to send someone with working-class common sense to Congress to fight for Missouri families, the Missouri AG added. Last week, Schmidt slammed Bush Valentine over her radical views on packing the U.S. Supreme Court despite her recent attempts to walk them back, while pledging to combat her radical views and truly stand for Missouri's values. Schmidt, the Republican nominee for the Senate seat up for grabs in November, is leading his Democrat challenger by double digits, according to a recent St. Louis University/YouGov poll found. Last month, Schmidt hit back at a Democrat for labeling him a fascist for his defense of former President Donald Trump's constitutional rights following the Biden administration Department of Justice's DOJ unprecedented raid of Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort. In August, he highlighted the poor consequences of Democrat leadership as he blasted St. Louis leaders for blaming the city's crime issues, in part, on car manufacturers, instead of on Democrat policies. St. Louis has a violent crime problem. What's causing crime in the city? The mayor's war against the police? The prosecutor letting criminals run wild? He asked. Evidently, city leaders think it's the cars. Yes, car manufacturers are to blame, not criminals, he said. You can't make this stuff up. In July, he called St. Louis Mayor Tishora Jones an unserious person seeking to score political points at every turn while turning a blind eye to the ceaseless murders plaguing the city. Sadly, her tenure is synonymous with forced masking, crime, defunding the police, and now illegal taxpayer-funded abortions, he added. Follow Joshua Klein on Twitter at Joshua Klein.